Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachung. Our text for reflection is Luke 12, 13 to 21. The Gospel according to St. Luke chapter 12, verse 13 to 21. Then someone called from the crowd, "Teacher, please tell my brother to divide our father's estate with me." Jesus replied, "Friend, who made me a judge over you to decide such things as that?" Then he said, "Beware, guard against every kind of greed. Life is not measured by how much you own." Then he told them a story. A rich man had a fertile farm that produced fine crops. He said to himself, "What should I do? I don't have room for all my crops." Then he said, "I know. I will tear down my barns and build bigger ones. Then I will have room enough to store all my wheat and other goods. And I will sit back and say to myself, 'My friend, you have enough stored away for years to come. Now take it easy. Eat, drink, and be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, you will die this very night. Then who will get everything you worked for?' Yes, a person is a fool to store up earthly wealth, but not have a rich relationship with God." My theme for reflection is when God interrupts your plans. When God interrupts your plans. I once saw a fridge magnet that read, "I have my schedule, God has his, and he keeps showing up uninvited." Luke 12, 13 to 21 feels exactly like that. A man asks Jesus to fix an inheritance dispute as if the Messiah were a mobile calculator. Jesus refuses the role and diagnoses the real illness. Life does not consist in the abundance of possessions. Then he tells a story. A landowner has a bumper harvest and strings together 10 small syllables that reveal a great big idol. "I will, I will, I will, I will store, I will relax." The problem is not productivity, it is presumption. The quiet fantasy that tomorrow is guaranteed and that a serf sits on the throne. But God interrupts. "Fool, this very night your soul is required of you." The illusion of control evaporates in a sentence, and the barns look suspiciously like coffins. How does God resolve the problem? Not by condemning grain, planning, or savings, but by reordering loves and priorities. He breaks into the monologue with a verdict and an invitation: be rich toward God. The key players in the scene pull us there. The crowd wants quick justice. Jesus gives deeper judgment. The rich man speaks only to himself. God speaks to him. The interruption is mercy. It exposes a foundation of sand and offers the rock of stewardship under God's reign. Wealth is a tool, not a savior. Time is a gift, not a guarantee. Souls are required, not owned. This comes home in every story where life reroutes the careful planner. A diagnosis rewrites the calendar. A downturn erases projections. A late night phone call redraws the map. Ask anyone who has lived through such a moment. Values shift fast. Presence outruns platform. Generosity outruns accumulation. Eternity clarifies urgency. James A. Smith captures the logic: you are what you love. We inevitably become like the treasure we chase. If we love bands, we build bigger bands. If we love God and neighbor, we build longer tables. Jesus is not anti-joy or anti-wise planning. He is anti-idol. He will not let our hearts calcify around storage when his kingdom needs sowers. So hold your plans with open hands. Make budgets that bless. Treat calendars as liturgies of love. Ask of every decision, does this make me richer toward God, more available to his call, more generous to his people, more anchored in his promises? When God interrupts, it is not to embarrass you, but to emancipate you from the tyranny of more, from the lie of later, from the smallness of a life measured only in bands. Invest in what cannot be taken: reconciliation, compassion, justice, hospitality, and prayer. When the night comes, the only safe wealth will be what you have already converted into love. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where do my plans assume control I do not actually have, and how might I surrender those places to God today? Number two, in what concrete ways can my resources, time, money, skills, make me reach toward God rather than merely richer toward myself? And now our practical exercise. Take 20 minutes to do a bank audit. List your top three plans or savings goals. Next to each, write one kingdom action you will take today: a gift given, a debt of apology paid, a meal shared, or an hour offered to someone in need. Pray over the list, then act on one item before the day ends. Father, giver of every good gift, free me. Free me from the illusion of control and the fear that breeds greed. Lord Jesus, interrupt my plans whenever they string my soul. Teach me to be rich toward God. Holy Spirit, reorder my loves, loosen my grip, and guide my steps into generous, joyful obedience today and for as many tomorrows as you give. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.